It's All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Honeybees, you may have heard, are dying off in large numbers. Environmental scientists are trying to get to the bottom of this. And while they're doing that, a Western Massachusetts playwright has turned the subject matter into theater. To Be or Not to Be, Jonathan Mirren's children's play about this mysterious population collapse, will be performed tomorrow in Cambridge. This song in the show is a lament for bees that have suddenly disappeared.
Can you hear me? If you can, please come home. Bring the workers and the drones. Are you out there on the air? Did you think we don't care? You're wrong, my queen. You're Stella Queen.
Jonathan, many adults are aware, I think, of the important role that bees play in the environment, pollination and so forth. But for kids, bees are often just viewed as bad. You know, there's something that stings them or it makes them hurt. So how did you take this subject matter that kids might recoil from and try to make the bees sympathetic?
Well, one way is we have bees talking to each other. The bees are actually puppets made out of corn and corn stalks. We also have a moment at the end of the play where part of the advice that's been given by this wise woman beekeeper is to just stay calm when they land on you. And so kids actually practice right at the end of the show. We have these bee puppets land on them. And every kid so far that a bee puppet has landed on, they've stayed unbelievably calm.
Oh, really?
All the other kids watching sort of get this message, oh, you know, wait. Maybe I don't have to be scared of bees.
So is there some subtle attempt here to, in a kid's mind, change the enemy into a friend?
It's not that subtle. Yeah.
It's actually quite clearly what you're trying to do.
Yeah. I mean, part of it we also explain you don't want to get in their way when they're working. They're busy and they've got things to do.
Jonathan, there's a song in the play in which a corn salesman arrives with pesticide. And this is the song that accompanies it. It's sung by Northampton singer-songwriter Carrie Ferguson.
Just a little spray, choo, 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 choo. These bugs will go away, choo, 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 choo. It's their unlucky day, choo, choo, choo. Like an icicle in May.
Given lyrics like that, is there a lesson or a message that you're trying to get across in this play, environmental or otherwise?
We definitely have a point of view about colony collapse disorder, and it has to do with feeling like the current use of pesticides around people's lawns and in U.S. agriculture and agriculture around the world are definitely not helping bees at all. There's many other factors, and it was an interesting challenge trying to compress these different factors into a 45-minute show.
There's one point in the play where all the farmers have switched to a new pesticide that's supposed to be safer, but suddenly the bees start acting oddly. Here's the song that references that. Jonathan, is the message there supposed to be a hopeful one? Is it supposed to be dire? How do you want people to feel as they hear this?
You know, I think it's a worrisome moment, but it's also a way of kind of making visual what's going on. You know, when you say, oh, I'm dizzy, oh, so dizzy. You know, humans, we know what that means. But when we look at a bee who's maybe not taking the nectar in as orderly as it would normally, it's sort of like, well, what's really going on? You know, and it's really my imagination. I have no idea if bees feel dizzy or if they can feel dizzy, but that's kind of what it looked like to me when I was looking at this footage of a bee trying to take out nectar after having low doses of systemic pesticide.
I still got four wings, still got five eyes, still got my sting. Still got six thighs, but something's just a little bit off. Still got my waggle dance.
Jonathan Mirren's play To Be or Not to Be will be performed tomorrow at the Cambridge River Festival. For more information, go to WBUR.org. The songs in the show are sung by Northampton singer-songwriter Carrie Ferguson.